You're listening to Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno, supported by Homewatch Caregivers, whose mission is to preserve dignity, protect independence, and provide peace of mind for their clients and loved ones by providing exceptional home care.
97.9 FM WCHL is pleased to present Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno. Nicole has over 15 years of experience as a geriatric social worker and administrator, working in the long-term care industry to include skilled nursing care, Alzheimer's care, adult daycare, and home care. She also worked as a family caregiver. In addition, Nicole co-founded a nonprofit in the Triangle that specializes in support for caregivers. Now, Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno.
Welcome to this episode of Caring Connections. I'm Nicole Bruno, your host. Today, I have the pleasure to be talking to Nikki Farrell, Manager of Business Development for Heartland Hospice. Nikki has been with Heartland for the past 10 years and is passionate about educating the community about hospice services. Welcome, Nikki.
Hi, Nicole. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
I'm so glad to have you. And I just think it's a great topic to talk about. It's often a taboo topic. People don't like to think about their last days. But I think, you know, we really need to be proactive in our lives to think about how we want our last days to look. Because one thing is certain in life is that we're all not going to exit this place alive.
You're exactly right.
So let's just face it. So Heartland is a wonderful organization, and I'm very glad to have you here on the show today. And I just think it would be great just to talk about some of the generalities of hospice. We haven't really talked about that on the show in a while, and just to keep people up to date as far as what they could expect and what they could expect specifically with your services as well. So you brought with you some of the top 10 things about hospice services that people don't know and they probably should. And one of them is that hospice is not a place. And I think sometimes people think it is a place. It's a place to go to die. And that's not necessarily true, is it, Nikki?
That's exactly right, Nicole. It is a philosophy of care. Hospice is available wherever you call home. So mm-hmm. whether it's your home you've been in all your life, mm-hmm. assisted living, skilled nursing facilities, or in a general inpatient unit, hospice unit.
It's basically the type of care that you provide a person during
Absolutely.
Those last days.
Absolutely.
So, Nikki, not all hospices are the same, though, correct?
Correct. Every hospice has a little bit different of a philosophy. Mm-hmm. 90% of the hospices out there are Medicare certified, so they're paid exactly the same. Some hospices are profit, some are nonprofit, and you know, however they choose to use their funds is up to them. Heartland Hospice actually will pay for treatments that are comforting to the patient. Mm-hmm. So the patient doesn't always have to give up hope, if you will, chemotherapy, radiation, mm-hmm. those type of services. There are times that we're able to pay for those for mm-hmm. the patient. And not all hospices do that. So that is one of our differentiators.
I think another common misnomer out there for the general public is that when you go on hospice, the hospice organization does things to hasten death.
Correct.
Is that true?
That is a myth out there that we are really trying to dispel. Hospice does not hasten death at all. Hospice is about quality of life, mm-hmm. comfort, and really meeting patients and families where they are. So, you know, there's a lot of myths about the certain medications that may be used mm-hmm. at the end of life, but it is truly just for comfort measures and does not hasten death whatsoever.
So do most people die at home?
Most hospice patients die at home.
Okay.
Typically, we find that that is one of their last wishes. Most mm-hmm. people want to be at home, mm-hmm. Which I think is amazing. But 90% of Americans do not die at home, believe it or not. Very few do.
Wow. So where do they typically die? In a hospital setting?
Yeah, about 75% of patients die in the hospital.
Wow.
But like I said, if they are on hospice, most get that last wish to die at home where they want to be.
So I guess this is a question along the lines of the one I just asked. But when you access the hospice benefit, I know people often think it will make you die sooner. But isn't it true that, at least in the statistics I've read in the past, that utilizing hospice sooner can actually lengthen a person's life?
Absolutely. In fact, they find that people live longer with hospice than they would have without, typically about 29 days. And you may think, gosh, that doesn't seem like that long. But for someone that's trying to make it to, you know, a special event, a wedding, a graduation, a birthday, those can be really, really important days in their last days of
life. I just saw on the news recently a gentleman who walked his daughter down the aisle on a gurney, and he was on hospice services. And
yeah, so, I saw that too.
And, you know, just to be there, because he always promised his little girl that he would walk her down the aisle, and he didn't have much time left to live, but, you know, he was on hospice and able to make that happen. So that was amazing.
Absolutely. I think it's truly about quality and not quantity, and, you know, asking patients what is it that they haven't done that they want to do.
Isn't it true, too? I mean, I've heard at least, obviously you can't hear from the patient's perspective necessarily, but from the family's perspective, after their loved one dies, they wish they would have accessed it sooner. Do you hear that a lot?
Absolutely. We do surveys every single month, and about 95% of our patients and families wish they'd had the benefit sooner. And in fact, in some ways, I think they feel a little cheated that they didn't have it sooner, which is why I'm so passionate about educating the community about hospice. You know, we don't always have to wait for our physician to have that conversation. We can all advocate for our loved ones, our families, our friends, to have the benefit sooner.
I know sometimes working with providers can be somewhat of a barrier because they don't want to necessarily say that somebody has X number of months left to live. And I'm sure a lot of what you do is educating the medical professional community about all the things that hospice can do to open up doors, and the fact that people can graduate, correct? You can decide, well, you know what? You're not quite as bad as we thought, and now we're going to discharge you.
Absolutely. In fact, we celebrate graduations every single day with Heartland Hospice, and it's really a celebration. And it makes sense, you know, when you give people that extra support, you're taking care of their physical pain, their psychosocial needs, fulfilling that loneliness feeling that sometimes people have at the end of life. They get better. They improve. Their appetite gets better. Their quality of life improves. And sometimes they find that will to live. You know, we don't always have a magic ball to know how long they're going to be with us, but we just meet them where they are.
That's awesome. So you did mention briefly that hospice care is covered by Medicare. What about, you know, say I'm not a person who has Medicare yet. Is it typically covered by private insurances as well?
Sure. Good question. Yes, Medicare 100% as well as Medicaid. And then certainly most private insurances have a hospice benefit. And I can speak for Heartland. We never turn away anyone for their ability to pay for hospice. Again, we recognize that sometimes people have financial limitations. And what's important is that we get care to patients that need the care.
Awesome. Well, on that note, we are going to take a quick break. I am here today with Nikki Farrell, Manager of Business Development for Heartland Hospice. We'll be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on 97.9 FM WCHL, supported by Home Watch Caregivers. Now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. This is Nicole Bruno, your host of Caring Connections on WCHL, and I'm here today with Nikki Farrell, Manager of Business Development for Heartland Hospice, and we are talking about Hospice 101. Right before we left for our break, we were just talking a little bit about the fact that hospice care is typically covered by most private insurances, Medicare, Medicaid, and the fact that Heartland's philosophy is that they will never turn a patient away if they need hospice services, which I think is a wonderful philosophy to have. I know this is something that's on a lot of people's minds. We're hearing so much about the issues with Medicare and hospital readmissions and all those things that are going around that and affecting potentially quality of care for individuals as they go into the hospitals these days. I've heard that hospice can actually save Medicare dollars. Is this true, Nikki?
You're absolutely right, Nicole. In fact, the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organizations have done a ton of research on this. And what they find is hospice reduces hospitalizations. So people are able to stay at home where they want to be, which is amazing. As you know, hospital stays can be very, very expensive on the Medicare system as well as our patients and families. So that is really, really crucial that people get those last wishes to be at home where they want to be. the other thing the hospitals are saying is it decreases their mortality rates in the hospitals. Mm-hmm. They get dinged for that. So,
wow.
You know, if you are on hospice and in a hospital setting, then it does not count against their mortality rates. But again, most people want to be at home, and that's our passion to help them achieve that goal.
So having a patient die in a hospital is a black eye to a hospital?
Yes, okay. It is. Correct.
Interesting. Interesting.
Unless they're on hospice.
Unless they're in hospice.
Correct.
Interesting.
In fact, if 1,000 additional Medicare recipients were to access hospice care just 15 to 30 days before they pass, it would save Medicare $6.4 million.
For just 1,000 people.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a 6.4. Very small number of people for so many dollars.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. So. Again, that's why we're trying to do a lot of education out there, because believe it or not, we hear a lot of physicians, patients, families, you know, people say, I don't want to take advantage of the Medicare dollars because of everything going on in the healthcare industry right now. So I just wanted to get that word out there that you're actually saving Medicare dollars when you access hospice.
Wow. Who knew?
Right.
That's a huge dollar amount. What could we do with $6.4 million? I have a few ideas. Okay. So... how many people actually access this benefit? Because it sounds like it's, you know, if people were educated, most anybody would access it for their last days. But what is the typical percentage we see people accessing it in nationwide, I guess?
Sure, Nicole, that is a great question. In fact, we recently did a study, and only 44% of Americans access hospice care.
Wow.
So there's 56% of people out there that are eligible for the care but die without care.
And some of those probably are just acute, fast things that you would never guess, but probably a lot of those people are people with chronic conditions that really could have benefited, dementia, heart issues like CHF, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why Heartland has decided to just focus on hospice care in our market, because there is such a need and so many people that are going without care. So we want to focus on the underserved, if you will, and really help more people get care that they are that they deserve. So
awesome.
That is our mission.
So people who are receiving the hospice benefit, is this typically a benefit? I mean, I guess it would make sense to think of it, you know, well, most people when they die are older adults. So are most people who utilize the hospice benefit older adults, or do you find that it's more younger adults that utilize it?
Yeah, about 80% of patients who receive hospice care are over the age of 65.
Mm-hmm.
With that said, we are seeing some younger patients, heartbreaking, and I'm not sure the reason, if people are just more educated, if they're being diagnosed earlier or what's going on in our industry, but we are seeing a growing number of younger patients, but 80% are
over. So you take younger patients, including children?
Not children.
Not children. Okay, so 18
but younger and over. Adults, correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's talk about the person on hospice. Typically, at least what my preconceived conception is that people on hospice are typically people maybe who are in a lot of pain or discomfort, that type of scenario. What can hospice do to improve that symptom management?
Absolutely. And, you know, symptom management, it can be pain, it can be constipation, anxiety, depression.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. So really finding out what makes a patient most comfortable and being able to fulfill those needs is really, really important. Hospice nurses are typically experts in symptom management. And I honestly believe it's a calling and not just a job. They are passionate about comfort and quality of life. And so some things that we do, Nicole, that first initial assessment when the nurse goes out to bring someone onto hospice, we make sure that the nurse is back out within 48 hours. That is called a ship visit, and it is an assessment of symptoms to make sure that there is no symptom that goes unmanaged.
But your goal, I would guess, would be to maintain the symptom while still allowing the person to have quality of life. So it's not that you over-medicate them. You want to meet them at where they're at so that they can still have some level of comfort but still participate in their lives for their last days. Because it wouldn't seem to matter, you know, if you were completely out of it for the extra 29 days, if you couldn't participate in your life.
Absolutely. You know? I tell families that all the time. You know, again, going back to hospice is not hasten death. We're just there to make you comfortable and give you just the right amount so you can enjoy your last days, months, you know, whatever that might look like for you with your family and loved ones.
So what does this look like, though? So say I was accessing the hospice benefit in the home, and the nurse came out within 48 hours and everything seemed good. But then the next day, suddenly I started experiencing a symptom that was very bothersome to me, made me very uncomfortable. Would there be somebody that could come out, or does it sort of stick to just a regular schedule with no, I guess, deviation?
Yeah, really good question. Hospice is the most comprehensive type of care you can have. Mm-hmm. It's whatever it needs to be for that individual patient or family.
Okay.
In fact, we are on call 24/7. So if it's 3 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. and your loved one is having pain or, you know, any symptom that you can think of that would provide discomfort, mm-hmm. then we're right there. We encourage our patients mm-hmm. and families to call us should they have any question, any anxiety, anything at all that we can do to help make them comfortable as well as their loved ones. So 24/7, we are available to our patients and families.
Okay, well, we are going to take a quick break. I'm here today with Nikki Farrell from Heartland Hospice. She is the manager of business development, and I'm your host, Nicole Bruno. We'll be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on 97.9 FM WCHL, supported by Home Watch Caregivers. Now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. This is Nicole Bruno, your host of Caring Connections, and I'm here today with Nikki Farrell, manager of business development for Heartland Hospice, and we are just about ready to wrap up our show here today, but I know there are just a couple more things that I really want to make sure that we talk about, because hospice continues after life. And I think one of the great benefits of Heartland Hospice is that you provide follow-up and bereavement for families after death. Could you talk a little bit more about that?
Sure, absolutely, Nicole. We offer bereavement and counseling services for our families up to 13 months
wow.
after death.
Wow. And that's amazing. That's a long time.
Yeah. And a lot of people may ask, you know, why 13 months? And the reason for that is we want to get our families through that anniversary mm-hmm. death or anniversary date, excuse me. Sometimes people have delayed grief and maybe mm-hmm. don't really start grieving in a healthy manner mm-hmm. until that first anniversary date. So we want to make sure that we are with them that whole journey. Mm-hmm. And there have been times where we extend that bereavement, you know, based on the individual needs.
Now, I know that you don't serve children directly through your hospice, but if somebody lost a child, would that be something that they could access through your bereavement?
Absolutely.
Or what if they didn't use your service, for example, could they still access you?
Absolutely. We have about 400 families right now on our community mm-hmm. bereavement. So mm-hmm. people that maybe we didn't care for their loved one or them, but we are a resource for the community mm-hmm. and, you know, just really passionate about giving back to the community. So absolutely, we encourage anyone to call us if there's any way that we can support them through a loss.
I have a friend that lost a child almost a year ago, a little over a year ago now, and she said that she's noticing that Halloween is a very hard time, not only because the trick-or-treaters come, but then just all the reminders of death, the way even people decorate their homes. And she said it just
wow.
brings up all these thoughts. So I'm sure, you know, things just creep up when people don't expect it during that grief
yeah,
process.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow.
And I guess in the last couple of seconds we have here today, could you talk to us about how we can get a hold of you?
Sure. I'm going to give you my direct number.
Oh, watch out.
919-235-7240.
Announce that again?
919-235-7240. And then our central admissions department is 919-981-6238. Again, 919-981-6238.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us today, Nikki.
Thanks, Nicole.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Caring Connections. I'm your host, Nicole Bruno. And as always, if you have a caregiving question, you may email it to caring@1360wchl.com. Thank you so much and have a wonderful day.
The purpose of Caring Connections is to educate listeners to help improve the quality of life for families, for professional caregivers, as well as those people affected with Alzheimer's disease.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno is supported by Home Watch Caregivers. You can hear this and any other program of Caring Connections on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Be sure to email questions to caring at 1360WCHL.com. Caring Connections is a presentation of 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.